Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God and begin to bless His holy name. Let's worship the King of Kings. Let's worship the Lord of Lords. Let's magnify His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him from the bottom of your heart. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. There's no one like Him. Bless the King of Kings. Bless the Lord of Lords. Bless the Ancient of Days. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Now lift your voice to Him and say, Father, before this night is over, please let me sing a new song. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. A new song of total wholeness, absolute wholeness, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Let me sing a new song of total wholeness. Please, Lord. This very night, let me sing a new song of total wholeness. Let me sing a new song. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah.
You are worthy,
O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy.
Hallelujah, you are worthy, my Lord, you are.
Father Almighty, we bless your name. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be exalted. Because all power belongs to you. You are the great physician. And Lord God Almighty, you have never lost a case. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you are about to do now. Thank you in advance for healings. Thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, great physician, your children have come to you expecting to be made whole. Please, don't let us be disappointed. Every form of sickness tonight, small, big, even some considered totally hopeless, heal tonight in Jesus' name. Show your power tonight. Glorify your holy name. And all those who are here, as well as those who are listening by radio, by television, and on the internet, give us your divine touch in Jesus' name. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Shake hands with two or three people, prophesy to them, and say, God, we touch you tonight. Amen. And then you may please be seated. As at 8 p.m. this evening, the number of Congress babies stand at 5. And the girls are leading. 2 boys and 1 girl. Hey, 3 girls. 2 boys and 3 girls. The interesting thing is that the boys came first. The 2 boys came yesterday. The 3 girls came today. Well, let the girls shout, praise the Lord. And let the boys shout, hallelujah. You will have to write fast tonight. And I want to appeal to you to please join your faith with mine. Because I sincerely believe that nobody will leave here tonight with any form of sickness. By the grace of God, I'm going to give you 21 reasons why you must be healed tonight. And the 21 reasons will be divided into 3 sections. The first section will say the reason why. The second section will discuss how. And the third section will discuss when. Let me ask somebody here tonight, when do you want to be healed? Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I've been asked to speak tonight on God is always on time. God is never late for an appointment. He's always on time. And I can prove it by going through the scriptures and take cases one after the other. I mean, there have been people who were sick for 40 years. When the accepted time came, he healed them. And someone who had been sick for 38 years, when the accepted time came, he healed him. There was a lady who had been sick for 18 years, when the accepted time came, he healed her. There was another who had been sick for 12 years, when the accepted time came, he healed her. But then we find some cases of people who do not have to wait for a day before they got their healing. And believing God that there is at least someone here tonight who will go home singing a new song. But very quickly, let's begin. You have to write fast because we want to have some time to pray. Seven reasons why you and I must be healed today. Reason number one, Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 to 15. Matthew 8, verse 14 to 15. Bible says Jesus came to Peter's house, saw the mother-in-law sick of fever. He touched her hand and healed her. And she got up and began to minister unto him. Reason number one why we must be healed tonight is that sickness hinders our service to God. When we are sick, we cannot serve him the way we want to. We can't minister to him like we want to. We cannot be on the hospital bed and be serving God. Reason number two why we will be healed tonight. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Matthew 8, verse 1 to 4. A leper came unto Jesus and asked him for healing. When he was healed, the Lord told him to keep his mouth quiet. But the leper said, "How can I keep quiet when you have done such a great healing in my life?" He went everywhere witnessing and broadcasting. Reason number two why we are going to be healed tonight is that sickness hinders our witness. It does not allow us to open our mouth wide and talk about the power and the might of our God. Because if we do, there will be people who will say, "If your God is as great as you say he is, how come he has not healed you?" Reason number three why we are going to be healed tonight. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Acts 3, verse 1 to 8. Tells us the story of the layman by the beautiful gate. The day he was healed, the Bible said he was walking and leaping and praising God. So reason number three why we will be healed tonight is that sickness hinders our praise. In Isaiah 38, verse 18 to 19, Isaiah 38, verse 18 to 19, it is written, grave cannot praise you. It's the living that can praise you. When we get healed, it becomes easy to praise the Lord. It's not easy to shout hallelujah when you are in great pain. But when healing comes, your hallelujah will ring. So reason number three why we're going to be healed tonight is because sickness hinders our praise. Reason number four why we're going to be healed tonight is found in Isaiah 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5 talks about our great shepherd. He says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Sickness waits the sufferings of our Lord. If we remain sick, it means that he has suffered in vain. It wastes the sufferings of our Lord. And I'm sure he doesn't want his sufferings to be wasted. That's reason number four why we are going to be healed tonight. Reason number five why we are going to be healed tonight is that sickness challenges our faith. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark 9:23 says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. But then God gave me a revelation. The sickness is not really challenging our faith. It's challenging our Lord. Because Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, we are to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, if sickness is challenging my faith, it is actually challenging the author of my faith, challenging the finisher of my faith. So that sickness that is challenging the Lord Jesus Christ, we discover tonight that you don't challenge Jesus Christ and win. So every form of sickness and disease we lose out tonight in Jesus' name. Reason number six why we will be healed tonight is found in Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 3. Matthew 8 verse 1 to 3. The leper that came to Jesus Christ said, I know you can make me clean. I know. He didn't say I believe. He said, I know. He's saying, I know you can make me clean, even though my leprosy is saying otherwise. So sickness challenges the almightiness of God. It challenges the power of God to cure the incurable. And I'm sure God will show that sickness tonight. That is the Almighty God. Reason number seven why we will be healed tonight is found in Exodus 15, verse 26. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. Ask me to tell you to tell all those who have been asking you when that it will be very soon. Exodus 15, verse 26 tells us that our great shepherd is also the great physician. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I've said it before. When you are sick and you go to a doctor, and the doctor feels that he cannot handle this case, he refers you to someone superior. Someone who is older in practice, better qualified for greater assistance. But there is one doctor that I know that will never refer a case. Can somebody tell me his name? That great physician is also our great shepherd. And there is no glory to the shepherd when the sheep is sick, particularly when the shepherd is also the great physician. So several reasons why we will be healed tonight. Do I go over them very quickly for you? Number one, sickness hinders our service to God. Let me ask the question, by the way. How many of you really want to serve the Lord? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Number two, it hinders our witness. It doesn't allow us to witness the way we would. How many of you want to witness for the Almighty God? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Number three, it hinders our praise. It does not allow us to praise God the way we would. And if there's anyone here tonight who we really want to praise the Lord, let your hallelujah be the loudest right now. Number four, it weights the sufferings of our Lord. It makes the stripes of no effect. It makes Jesus' suffering useless. Number five, it challenges our shepherd. Because in challenging our faith is challenging the author and finisher of our faith. Number six, it calls to question, it queries the almightiness of our shepherd, the one who does not refer any case. And number seven, our great shepherd is also the great physician. Now, how? That is section B. Seven reasons discussing how it's going to happen that you will live here without any sickness, any disease tonight in Jesus' name. There is an interesting statement made in Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. The Almighty God is speaking. He said, behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. The Lord God of what? Of all flesh. Now, I thought it would have been correct for him to say, I am the Lord God of all souls. Now, that would be correct, absolutely correct. It would be absolutely correct for him to say, I am the Lord God of all spirits. But he said, I am the Lord God of all flesh. That tells you something straight away. He's acutely interested in what happens in your flesh. He's acutely interested in what happens in your body. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, he said, and the Word was made what? Flesh. He is keenly interested in what is going on in your body. And so, because he's the Lord God of all flesh, reason, or the way number one that is likely to give you your healing tonight is that he can change any damaged flesh to a brand new one. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings 5, verse 1 to 14 tells us the story of Naaman. That Naaman was a leper, and leprosy destroys the flesh. But when he did what the Almighty God told him to do, he came out of River Jordan the seventh time with his skin like that of a newborn baby. And I'm decreeing to someone here tonight, every part of your body that has been damaged shall be replaced with brand new ones. Number two, he can heal you by touching you. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, that I mentioned earlier on, Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3, that leper who came to him and said, I know you can cure me. You can make me clean. Jesus said, I will, and he touched him. Now, I know you say, Pastor, are you saying that the Almighty God can come down from heaven and really touch me? That's exactly what I'm saying. Are you saying he will touch me spiritually, or you are saying he will touch me physically? Please bear with me. I am saying he can touch you spiritually, but I'm also saying he can touch you physically. I know some of you, that may be too big for you to swallow. I don't want to tell you stories tonight. I just want to give you Bible passages and so that we can quickly finish and then pray. But I tell you just this one. Years ago, we came home from church on Sunday morning, and we will be going for a workers' meeting in the afternoon. And in the days of my father in the Lord, if you are late for workers' meeting, you are in serious trouble. And so we decided that nobody will bother to lie down. We will just sit down so we won't fall asleep by error. And I went to my prayer room. I went there to pray. And like some of you, I hope, while I was praying, I fell asleep. I know some of you never fall asleep when you are praying. Pray for me. I still fall asleep once in a while. And all of a sudden, I felt a strong hand pressing my leg till I woke up from my sleep. Oh, I looked at the watch. Lord God Almighty, it's time to go to church. I thought it was my wife who pressed me. So I said, thank you, darling. And I ran downstairs. I thought she was ready. She pressed me to say, hey, wake up, let's go. Came downstairs and found herself and all the children fast asleep. Somebody touched me. That somebody is going to touch somebody here tonight. It's going to touch somebody right here now. Then number three, he can just speak a word. Because Psalm 107 verse 20, Psalm 107 verse 20 said, he sent his word and he healed them. In Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52, Mark 10 verse 46 to 52, when he was going to heal Bartimaeus, he didn't bother to touch him. He just spoke a word. He spoke a word. And Bartimaeus received his sight. And you've heard testimonies. I thank God for the one you heard tonight. That lady came here with cervic cancer. And the Lord spoke from this altar and said, there is a lady in the congregation with cervic cancer. Go and check. It's gone. And the thing disappeared. I am standing on this same altar tonight. And I'm saying to whoever is here with any form of sickness or disease, receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Number four, it can reach you through the overflow of his anointing. It can reach you through the overflow of his anointing. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, verse 25 to 34, the Bible talked about the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus didn't lay hands on her. Jesus didn't even speak to her until after she got healed, because she tore the hem of his garment, and the overflow of anointing in the life of Jesus Christ flowed out to her, and she became completely whole. I'm telling you, as a servant of the Most High God, that the anointing of God is flowing freely here tonight. And it's going to flow out to somebody out there in Jesus' name. Number five, he can visit you personally, even in this huge crowd. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9, John 5, verse 2 to 9, the Bible tells us about the pool of Bethesda. And he said there was a multitude there, multitude. But Jesus Christ singled out a man who had been sick for 38 years. And he went to him and said, "Sir, would you like to be made whole?" And while that man was telling stories, he healed him all the same. He singled him out of a crowd. Believe me honestly, Jesus is already here. I said he's here. How do I know? He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there." We are more than two or three, so he's here. And do you know, he might be standing right next to you right now. If you believe that that can happen to you, or is already happening to you, let me hear you say amen. Tell you several testimonies, but I'm hurrying. Number six, he can change your DNA. I'm sure you've had several testimonies about that, so I don't need to begin to belabor that. As a matter of fact, one of the problems you have in this congregation is that because you have had so many testimonies, you have seen so many miracles, it takes something extraordinary now to move you at all. That's why you hear somebody healed of cancer and you don't shout hallelujah. That's why you hear a medical doctor, testify that a child's hand had become so damaged it was going to be amputated. And he laid an handkerchief that he got from here on it, and the hand was fully restored. It doesn't move you anymore, because you have had so much. You have seen so much. How do I know that you can change your DNA? I got that from a simple story in John chapter 2. Verse 1 to 11. John 2, verse 1 to 11. It was in the wedding at Canaan of Galilee when they lacked wine. And Jesus asked them to fill pots with water. And then asked them to take the water to the MC. On the way, the water changed to wine. I am not a medical doctor, But I know that the DNA of wine is different from the DNA of water. And I am prophesying to somebody here today, any DNA that is not allowing you to enjoy full health will be changed right now in Jesus' name. And then number seven of how is that he can just use his sovereign power to restore. In Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, the Bible said that Jesus came into the temple. He found there a man with a withered hand. And he knew that everybody around there were waiting to see whether he would dare heal on the Sabbath day. But he ignored them all and called the man forward and just said, "Stretch forth your hand." He stretched forth his hand and the man was made whole. Tonight, in the name that's above every other name, Jesus will ignore every enemy of your healing. Enemy number one, your doubt. I know some of you will say, "Oh, we've had sermons on divine healing before. Oh yes, we've come to Holy Ghost night several times." Well, it is true, we've had testimonies, but I've prayed and I'm still sick. And your doubt is saying, "Well, let us see what God will do tonight." In the name that's above every other name, he will override your doubts tonight. And if there are forces of darkness saying that tonight you are not going to be healed, just tell those forces of darkness, "Wait and see. Because tonight is my night." How many of you believe that God, the Almighty God, will solve that problem tonight? Let me hear you say amen loud and clear. Thank you, Father. We're talking about healing. But the Lord asked me to tell someone, he said, "The little you have left, we keep on multiplying." And that tells me that the healing of some people are already settled. And God is just moving on to something else. Glory be to God. Because the Lord says there's someone here. He said they call you the underdog. He said, "I will make you my champion." Let's go to section C. Why will your healing take place today? Number one, time is in the absolute control of our great shepherd. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Revelation 1, verse 8. He said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come." Everything called time, from the beginning to the end, is under his control. I wish I had the time. I wish I'm talking to theologians. I would have asked them to define time. And they would have had a great difficulty defining time. If I say, "What is time?" I know they will tell me that which is measured in hours, minutes, and seconds. And I would have turned to them and said, "I didn't ask you to tell me how time is measured. Tell me what is time." And they won't be able to tell me what is time, because time is not a what. Time is a who. Time is a who? The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the ending. The one who is present, the one who is past, the one who is future. Could you give me his name? That's reason number one. Why your healing is today. Reason number two. Because time is in his control, absolute control. According to Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, Daniel 2, verse 20 to 21, he can change times and seasons. He changes times and seasons. What does that mean? He can change tomorrow to today. He can change yesterday to tomorrow. He changes times and seasons. Number three, why it is going to be today is that because time is in his absolute control, he can stop time in his tracks. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Joshua 10, verse 12 to 14. The Bible said, on that day, Joshua lifted up his eyes to the Lord and said, I'm commanding the sun to stand still. Sun, stay where you are until the work of God is completed. I am also standing here as a representative of the Most High God, and I am saying, until you get your healing, time must stand still. Number four, because time is in his total control, he can reverse time. He can bring time backwards. 2 Kings chapter 20. Yes, thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here who said, could it be me that God is talking to now? He asked me to tell you, yes, you are the one. Second Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 11. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 11. King Hezekiah was sick. The Lord sent to him and said, put your house in order, because you are going to die. He wept. He said, Lord, I don't want to die, etc., etc. God said, okay. My servant go and tell him, he won't die yet. I give him 15 extra years. He said, thank you very much, man of God, but could you give me a sign that what you are saying is true? And the man of God said, you can choose. Do I hasten the shadow or do I bring it back? He said, going forward, that will be easy. Ask the son to go back. And he did. You know, there are some sicknesses and diseases that they say is due to old age. Tonight, even that will be reversed in Jesus' name. Number five, he can advance time. In the same John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11 that I mentioned earlier on, John 2, verse 1 to 11, when the mother of Jesus came to him and said, son, they need wine. He said, woman, please, my time has not yet come. But in less than 1 hour, the time that he said has not come, came. If there's anyone here tonight that the original time planned for your healing is yet in the future, the Almighty Jesus will bring not yet to now. Because he can advance time. He can tell time to move speedily forward. Number six. why I am sure your healing will be tonight is that there are times when a moment's delay could be tragic. And God knows that. A moment's delay can make all the difference. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 22 to 28, Daniel 3, 22 to 28, when they were going to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, the Bible said the furnace was so hot that the mighty men who threw them in were killed by just the overflow of the flame. But the very moment these people were landing in the flame, the Son of God was already there. If there had been just a little, maybe 10 seconds of delay, those boys would have been burned to ashes. My God is always on time. And I can assure you tonight. And that's reason number 7. He will be on time for you. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. The widow of Zarephath was going to eat the last meal, and then herself and the son were going to die. But at the very moment, at that critical moment, God showed up, because he's always on time. And tonight is going to be on time for you. Now, what is the conclusion of the matter? I want to encourage everyone here tonight to refuse to surrender to sickness. Refuse to surrender to death. Some of us are in situations now where we feel, well, glory be to God, things are bad, but not that bad. After all, I'm still walking about. I'm taking my drugs regularly, so I'm managing. No, don't surrender. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, verse 25 to 34, the Bible tells us about that woman with the issue of blood. She had visited all doctors, spent all her money. She didn't grow better, she grew worse. There was no doctor left, no money left, but she refused to surrender. She refused to continue with sickness. She refused to surrender to anything other than total wholeness. I'm encouraging you tonight to say no to sickness. No matter how little, I want you to say no to sickness tonight. In Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Blind Bartimaeus refused to surrender to blindness. When he was crying for help, you know how many people told him to shut up? He refused. He said, I refuse to die a blind man. He refused. No, there's a passage in the Bible. Psalm 118, verse 17. Psalm 118, verse 17. Which I want you to key into tonight. That passage said, I will not die, but live to declare the works of God. I will not die. Do I hear you say it loud and clear?
I want you to take it a step further and say, I refuse sickness.
And you are not saying it as if you mean it. I'll tell you one more story, and it will be time to pray. I just trust my Father in heaven that you will link up your faith with mine so that he will do all that he wants to do here tonight. Some of you know this story. There was a festival of arts held in Kaduna several years ago. When the people were returning, a contingent from the south had an accident on the way. Many people died. But there was this young boy, a Christian, who didn't die but was in a coma. And they took him to the hospital. He was completely unconscious. And he was gone for days. But after some days, he will come up out of the coma and shout just one word, Jesus. Then he will relapse again. And for days, he will just remain unconscious again. And after some days, he will come up again, say just one word, Jesus. And then go back into unconsciousness again. They couldn't bury him because he was still breathing. But he was unconscious for days. But one day, he came up again and said, Jesus. And this time, he opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he was completely whole. Now, that boy fought a battle with death. He just told death, you are not going to have me. I refuse to die. He kept on shouting, Jesus, Jesus. I'm sure he must have been shouting it deep down in the bottom of the grave. And because he kept on shouting, he kept on coming to the surface to shout Jesus. And those forces of darkness and hell tried to pull him down. But he refused. He said, I refuse to die. Is anybody here tonight who, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit, will say, I refuse to die? And it doesn't matter what the report may say. It doesn't matter what my body may be saying. It doesn't matter what my flesh may be saying. I refuse to die. Say it one more time. The Spirit of God is already moving here. And we are going to pray some prayers. But in order not to exclude some people who are not born again, who are not children of God, because healing is children's bread, is meant for the children of God. If you are here and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, please, in your own interest and in the interest of everybody else, hurry up, because God is here. It's about to heal, and we don't want you to delay us. I'm going to count from 1 to 10 rapidly, because I can see some of you very far away, and but you have to hurry up if you know you are coming to surrender your life to Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, so you can become a child of God and you can become a partaker of His healing power. Now I'm counting. 1, 2. Now, if you are far away, then you need to really be on the move. 3. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Now, those of you who are already in front and those of you who are on the way, talk to Jesus Christ. Ask him to please have mercy on you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to wash away your sins with his blood. And promise him that from now on, you will serve him for the rest of your life. Ask him to save your soul tonight. And the rest of us, will you please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them? Pray that the Almighty Savior will have mercy on all of them and will wash them clean with his blood, that he will save their souls today and make them children of the living God. Please pray for them. For just 1 minute, intercede for them tonight. And say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on these your children. Wash them clean. Make them whole. Save their souls, Lord, and write their names in the book of life. Let's intercede for them. Those of you on the way, you have to hurry up because I want to pray now for the salvation of the souls of these people. And as you are coming, keep praying, asking Jesus Christ to be merciful unto you, to forgive your sins, to cleanse you in his blood, to write your names in the book of life. Call on him now. Hurry up, those of you who are still on the way. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we want to bless your holy name. We want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for these your children who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Father, you promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They have come to you now, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. And even as we are saving their souls tonight, Father, please write their names in the book of life. Amen. Give them a new beginning. Amen. And let them serve you to the end. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Now, I want to rejoice with you because by the grace of God from now, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you will turn to your left, you see a man there waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need, and then they bring you back very quickly. God bless you. Congratulations. You can begin to go now. You can begin to go now. Now, if you are clapping, clap very well. The music doesn't stop you from clapping. Clap for the Lord. Quickly write down the following prayer points so we can go before the Lord in prayer. Number one, praise Him in advance of what He's about to do now. Just praise Him. And then number two, you will say, Father, in this crowd, please visit me tonight. Visit me tonight. And then number three, you say, Father, please touch me now. Touch me now. Number four, you say, Father, please speak a word into my life right now. Speak a word. And if you speak a word, my sickness will disappear. Just speak a word into my life right now. Number five, say, Father, please restore me to full health. Absolutely full health. Number six, say, Father, reverse the irreversible in my life tonight. Anything that humanly speaking is impossible to reverse, reverse the irreversible in my life tonight. And then number seven, say, Father, let it be tonight, not tomorrow. Tonight and not tomorrow. Let's come forward very quickly. Our time is far gone, but we will pray with intensity for just 15 minutes. And then we'll be on our way. Just come. If you want to come to the altar, you want to kneel, you want to... But pray it, let the devil himself know that you refuse to die. You refuse to accept any form of sickness, any form of disease. Call on the Almighty God now. Say, Father, restore me to full health. Absolute wholeness, even tonight. Tonight and not tomorrow. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to join hands with your neighbor. I want you to pray with all your heart. And say, Father, I'm in total agreement with this your child. Heal him completely tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Total agreement, oh Lord. Complete healing. Oh, these are your children tonight. Complete healing, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, great physician, our last bus stop, we bless your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, I'm in total agreement with all these your children. Heal them all in Jesus' name. All cases that may be considered simple, heal them tonight in Jesus' name. All cases that may be considered difficult, heal them tonight in Jesus' name. All those cases that may be considered impossible, heal them tonight in Jesus' name. All those cases that may be considered irreversible, heal them tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I come before you tonight especially for those who have been battling with cancer. Heal them tonight in Jesus' name. And all those people with one kind of eye problem or the other, your word says the eye is the light of the body. Heal them tonight in Jesus' name. Father, every form of sickness in the lungs, in the heart, in the wombs, in kidneys, in private parts, heal them tonight in Jesus. Father, tonight, I come against the spirit of paralysis.
them tonight in Jesus' name. Every sickness, every disease, Lord, whatever their name may be called, hypertension, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, epilepsy, heal them tonight in Jesus' name. Because your name is above every other name. Because at the name of Jesus, all names must bow. Every sickness, whatever the name, let it bow to the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, before the sun rises, let everybody here sing a new song. Father, the kind of testimonies that will shock the doctors, the kind of testimonies that will reduce science to nothing. Father, release tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah.